Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there, including signing up for the email blast. All right? If you sign up for the emails, then it really is simple. You just get a notice every week, let you know what's going on, what's going down. There's also a, what is it? A text alert. See, I keep calling it the wrong thing. That's why I'm hesitating. You get a text alert, too, before the show starts for some of you who do not know how to put this thing into your computer. That little Outlook or the whatever it is you use to keep track of everything. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, SCOTUS is going to have a busy year. No, really, I want you to think about that. They've got a lot going on. And so what we're going to end up doing most of the time, for lack of a better way of saying it, is you're going to be looking at their rulings, opinions, whatever they are. And we're going to see a constant, a consistent fight. It's not going to go away easy. Not going to go away fast. And we're going to be finding ourselves fighting for, frankly, you heard about the thing with Tucker Carlson, where the administration now is using the DOJ to spy on Carlson. So where are the guidelines? What happened to how transparent the Democrats were? How much they love freedom. Isn't that what they keep telling us? Right? Apparently they don't love freedom. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Yeah, they have insider information. Somebody that I guess Tucker has used in the past. That would... that told them about conversations, information that they were gathering, that were actual conversations they had that nobody outside that room could have known about. And I hope they go after them with a vengeance. I hope they go after them big time. In all seriousness. So let's hang on California for a few minutes, because that's where I'm at. We're always having a good time here. The Governor Newsom has decided that he's got enough money in the coffers, even though he's $180 billion in a hole. Yeah, people don't know about that. We've got a problem with pensions here in California. We have a $180 billion unfunded pension fund. I do not know how the man's going to pay for it. He doesn't know he's going to pay for it either. Let's not be stupid here, okay? He has no clue. So, he's now got extra money from Joey B. You know, they got bailed out. So, it's not because we have all this extra money due to tax revenue or anything along those lines. No, it's your money and my money in the paying of taxes that now is paying this deficit. What do you think of that? So, Newsom now steps up and decides he wants to do more for the little people. Now, Newsom, I don't know if you guys know this if you've been paying attention, but he actually is paying the rent, or will be paying the rent, for all those renters in the rears due to COVID. All of it. He wants them to start with a clean slate. Now, I'm wondering if he'll do the same thing for the people in foreclosure. What do you think? Right? Come on, this is nuts. And then the property taxes that are paid by homeowners, not by renters. And some of you go, no, Joe, you got that wrong. They pay it in their rent. Yeah, but they don't own it. There's no stake in it. And the property taxes for a piece of property, a small apartment building or what have you, yeah, it's spread over a multitude of renters. It's not the same, doesn't have the same effect that it does you in your home, paying your taxes in your house for services that you're not receiving. Some places, yes. Many, no. Now, again, the state's $5.2 billion in funds from the congressionally approved aid package should be enough to pay off overdue rent. But it wasn't $5.2 billion. It was more than that. According to Newsom's senior counselor on housing and homelessness, I know, what are they going to do with the homeless people? Well, they're not behind the rent, obviously. The Associated Press reported, however, that 32 million out of 490 million requests for rental assistance through May 31st have been covered so far. I mean, think about this. So we're going to end up having to bring our mortgages current, pay our own taxes that are probably in the rears, and then pay for somebody else. Show us in your host, Brad Dinkins, stories we have to the break. Don't go far, a lot more coming up in just a few minutes.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Please answer the question.
We are back. Welcome to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. As I always say, be part of the solution and not part of the problem. Because if you're part of the problem, what's Kevin saying? You're dead to me, right? I mean, you're really causing us more aggravation than we need to have. Anyhow, I always love it when I have this guy on. Brad Dinkins joins me, so he does pretty much every week to give us some insights into what's going on, what we're up against in the legal world, and who's protecting our rights. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Joe.
Yeah, I always have a good time when you're on. I mean, sometimes, though, I'm very depressed after you're gone. So,
no.
All right, SCOTUS, a lot of stuff going on. The rulings are starting to roll out, they're opinions, are they not? Right?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Recently they quote unquote passed on that transgender issue, and That doesn't mean, explain to the listeners, though, that doesn't mean it's a dead issue. And it doesn't mean that they agree with the ruling necessarily, correct?
Oh, correct. And it sort of explains some of the facts. We're talking here about a male student who says, hey, I feel like I'm a female, and I want to therefore use the girls' bathroom, not the locker room, but the bathroom. And there was resistance to that, and he wanted the lower court. And so it was being appealed to the Supreme Court, and the hopes were the Supreme Court would take it up and say, no, schools can have policies saying, biological boys go into biological boys' restrooms, girls' restrooms. The court didn't take it up. And many people thought, oh, no, we thought we had, level-headed justices on this. That
I would have been one of those. Yeah.
But there's a couple reasons that come to mind that often are why they don't take it up when you would expect them to. One is that they're looking for a conflicting opinion among the circuits. So for a different circuit, say like maybe the Fifth Circuit or, a more conservative circuit, to come forward with a different opinion saying, no, there is no civil right for someone to use a bathroom biologically different than who they actually are, and this is an egregious violation of privacy. Schools have a compelling interest for girls not to have to feel in any way violated or uncomfortable sitting in the same bathroom. So that's the kind of thing we're looking for in the future, possibly, is maybe the court saying, hey, we want some conflict here among the circuits. We want to see this argued among the circuits first before we take it up. The second reason they may not have taken it up is because they looked at the facts and said, these facts are too gray. They're too, wishy-washy in terms of, so girls' bathroom, does a girls' bathroom have stalls that don't have any, wait for someone to look underneath the stall or wait for the, is it all sealed up versus not? I mean, the facts are a little mushier and not as decisive as opposed to a case where the boy wants to go into the girls' locker room, strip in front of the girls, be naked in front of the girls, see the girls while they're naked and changing and drying, getting out of the shower. That is a much more clear, decisive case. And I think that's part of what we're looking at. We at Pacific Justice have two cases headed that way towards the Supreme Court, and both of those are dealing with a man in a Korean spa wanting to go in the women's section, be totally naked with women who are totally naked. That is a decisive case. Or the Border Patrol case where a female Border Patrol agent doesn't want to have to be naked and shower with a man in the women's locker room who claims to have gender identity dysphoria. Those are interesting cases, real important, and I think they'll be argued in terms of the privacy rights of the women, as well as in the Korean spa case, the religious freedom and conviction rights of the owners of the Korean spa.
Boy, you're an optimistic guy, you know that?
Well,
you've got a lot more faith than these guys. You and I have talked about this before. You've got a lot more faith in these guys than I do. And, when you constantly read about these SCOTUS rulings, and you sit back and go, wait a minute, they won't even take it up, or they won't talk about it. Your point about them waiting for the lower courts to be able to, to come up with some rulings, shouldn't they? I mean, they are, in essence, the ultimate court, but why wouldn't it be something? See, I don't understand, being the layperson that I am.
Yeah, and you're right. In some ways, you say, hey, just be efficient, rule on it, get it done. The Supreme Court often, they only take up less than 1% of the cases appealed to them. So they're selective. They'll ask the question, is this really a good case to address this issue? Or should we hold off and let some other cases come up through some of the other circuits that could be where the facts are more definitive on some of these questions, is a girl actually in any way potentially visually violated in a girl's bathroom? That's a murky part versus a locker room. So I really do. This is not unusual. The Supreme Court they've disappointed me before. They have there's cases. I thought for sure they were going to take up the case, and they didn't. And that's another reason. that the Supreme Court didn't take up a case that we had appealed to the Supreme Court. Deal with the valedictorian, and the valedictorian wanted to you know, to talk about their faith. Actually, it was dealing with a benediction. It was a benediction for a graduation ceremony, and the Supreme Court, you know, Rehnquist, the Chief Justice, who has a lot of power on with regard to these, decided, we're not going to take it up. In fact, I'm going to declare it moot because the graduation is already over. I thought, why did he take it up? Well, he counted. He knew his peers. He knew there were only two votes on the Supreme Court that were going to go that direction, maybe three. So he punted it, sent it back, mooted it, hoping for another day that the Supreme Court would have a different compilation and, you know, would rule out the right way down the road. And of course, that didn't happen. And the Supreme Court, you know, went the wrong direction in a later case.
That's interesting. And to your point, yeah, they punted for all intents and purposes. It just doesn't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but it doesn't make sense to me. And it's kind of like, you just said it so well. I mean, they could easily have put some of this stuff to bed just by simply saying, yeah, we'll bring it in. We'll get this thing done once and for all. And you know, the things that are coming now with the transgender issues and the different schools and what have you, that kind of stuff. I mean, that is going to, we've got parents here in California alone, being on the school board, just going nuts with this.
Yeah, it's very timely. And we do have issues of girls' privacy and feeling visually violated. We at Pacific Justice will take on those cases. They just need to contact us wherever they are. We'll take those on without charge. I'm optimistic, but with this Supreme Court, I think we have the five or six votes that are needed to protect women and their privacy and decency.
So I spoke in front of a group of about 200 people last week that want to know how to overturn their school board. And one of the issues was this transgender issue in the locker room. I want to talk more about that on the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Joe Basile, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dacus is going nowhere. He'll still be with us.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surfside, Florida building official who gave the condo that collapsed a clean bill of health as recently as November 2018 has been placed on leave from his current job, as the interim building official from Doral, Florida, said. The search and rescue operation continues as 150 people are unaccounted for. The chairman of the Miami-Dade Board of County Commissioners, Jose Diaz, joins Your World with Neil Cavuto to discuss the rescue mission.
They hear some types of noise, tapping noises and stuff like that. What that noise actually is, they haven't really stated, but I do know that they have that hope.
On a radio program, former President Donald Trump says he plans to decide if he'll run for president again in 2024, right after the 2022 midterm elections. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her.
We are back.
She kissed me.
You listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JERO, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. The way you do that is you get the information you need so that you can speak to other people. And it's not just the last tweet you saw, the last headline you saw. You actually have real information to push back with, which is why I bring guys like Brad Dacus out with me. Brad Dacus is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, a great organization that you need to support and you need to get to know. Brad, tell people what PJI is all about.
You bet, Joe. Well, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization, and we're very unique. We defend religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of life, but we're very unique in that we don't just cherry-pick and take on just the high-profile cases. We make sure everyone gets help anywhere the American flag is flying, all 50 states and territories. We do it all without charge. We pick up all the costs, all the expenses. So people should never hesitate to contact us and understand that we're the ones that are going to be really looking after the little guy, if you will, all across the United States of America without charge.
Well, it is the little guy. People don't realize, even with the legal costs, if you don't get the money, just court fees alone can squash you with this stuff. And just going through it myself recently, you really don't realize how much time it takes and how much work it is to get it done. So, and speaking of which, look, I told you I spoke to a large group of parents last week. I'm also getting emails now from people that want to know. First of all, they got CRT coming in. We'll discuss that in a second. And then they've got the, this transgender issue where, again, you're going to have a male that, and I was talking about this on the show last night. If the transgender person has gone through the operation and there's nothing visible left behind, so to speak, then they're almost, not that I agree with it, but there's almost a non-issue. Because the biggest issue with these girls' locker rooms is that the so-called transgender person hasn't made any of the physical changes. So how are they going to be able to push back on this? How are they going to be able to fight this?
Well, they could fight it because what you would basically argue is that You know, no girl should have to be compelled on a daily basis to be visually violated by the opposite biological sex and an individual who more likely than not is sexually turned on by looking at their naked girl, you know, girl's body. So it's a serious privacy issue that, you know, I think that the, you know, there's the courts will grab on and realize it, that that, you know, that these young girls, 13, 14, 15 year old girls in locker rooms, you know, can suffer a serious, you know, mental, emotional impact by being continually violated, visually violated, by someone who is, they know is from the opposite biological sex. That's very problematic. You know, even a girl in a locker room who sees a boy who, let's just say hypothetically that they had the surgery. Of course, they can't before the age of 18, nor should they. But they say they had, you know, hormones and, you know, they sort of look different. That girl, it's a reasonable person could still feel very, very uncomfortable, still feel visually violated. I would need to at the very least be accommodated. But here we're talking about an entire locker room of girls with a biological boy coming in. You know, the reasonable accommodation is have that biological boy dress or change in a different place at a different time or some other arrangement. You know, no father out there with a straight face could say that he has no objection to his daughter being stared at when she's changing and naked after the shower by a teenage boy.
Oh, that's just your bigotry and transphobia coming out on you, sir. I don't know about guys like you that, you know, this doesn't make, I mean, to me, it's kind of like, don't look at, some people are going to cringe when I say this, but, you know, a penis is a penis no matter who it's on. All right. And, you know, I don't want that running around in the girls' locker room. Because if you truly feel like you're, and I always catch heck, I catch so much heck for this stuff now, I've gotten to the point where I don't even care anymore, okay? So if you're running around the girls' locker room and you really feel like you're a female trapped in a male's body, get the surgery done. Get it, make the commitment like the rest of us, you know, and get it done. And then you kind of take the wind out of our sails and start screaming about it. At least that's how I feel about it. I don't know about you.
Yeah, well, maybe a little differently. I know that statistically that, I mean, if they go that direction, then, you know, roughly 20% regret even going in that direction. And the more final they make it, the more problematic it is. And I think, you know, if a child or if a teenager actually has gender identity dysphoria, they're hurting, deeply hurting. They need counseling. And we to encourage them to be in a greater situation of conflict, of being in a girl's locker room and all that involves, and it only complicates their mental emotional issues all the more, feelings of rejection, hostility, anger perhaps from some of the other students, boys and girls, very problematic. And a school being responsible needs to understand that there's those feelings are going to be there, and that person needs to be in a situation that minimizes their own trauma, their own, you know, conflicts that they're going to be dealing with, should they be, you know, quickly thrust into that situation and escorted into the opposite sex locker room while they're changing and naked.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yes, and you know, I've had Dr. Bridget Melson was on with me last night. We were talking a little bit about this, and I get the gender dysphoria. I guess my biggest point though. And it's like, prove to me this isn't just you trying to worm your way into the girls' locker room. Okay? If this is truly a thing for you, right? Make the commitment. Get it over with. Let's finish this
I
up.
See.
You know?
I can see what you're saying. Are there boys out there who, for thrill's sake, are going to do that? Yeah, I bet there are. But the majority, I think, are actually, they have confusion, and they've got a lot of issues. They usually often have depression. They have a suicide rate 19 times higher than the average person. So to complicate it by putting them in the opposite sex locker room, very irresponsible socially, statistically, psychologically, for everyone concerned.
And Brad, to your point, the suicide rate does not go down after they have the operation.
Oh, you're right.
The depression slash suicide does not go down afterward. I've had enough people on to know that now.
Right. In fact, we have a video that is out. It's called Transformed Discussion of the Transgender Movement in America. And it's very well done. It's about an hour long. And part of it, that's one of the things that that's addressed is, by some of the experts, is that this is it doesn't help them in any way psychologically, as far as statistically in terms of depression. Doesn't reduce suicide rate. It doesn't reduce. There's no benefit physically or psychologically. And so, why you would have something so radical like that done, so permanent in its sterilization, for example, and other medical consequences, it makes absolutely no sense from a psychological or a medical perspective, objectively, not politically, but objectively.
Yeah, I saw, I've done a couple stories, it's almost like once the ball starts rolling, I can't get away from this stuff. So I've been doing stories on how the biggest number of transgenders are female to male, which I think is interesting. And when you dig into the background of some of these and you see what they were doing, and they're tomboyish and they still kind of tomboyish when they get to junior high, which my daughter was, my youngest daughter, until she came into a full bloom of a woman, we'll say, when she got into high school. So they take this and they run with this, like, look, you act like a boy, you must be a boy, they go through this whole list and they start to create some confusion there, but the girls all say the same thing. They never really thought of it that way until they got social slash peer pressure on the issue.
Right.
And when you start to talk with them and you hear them talk, it's really funny. The stories are almost the same all the way through. They get the hormone treatments, or they get the hormone blockers, if you would, within two or three visits of seeing a counselor. This has got to be just bad and illegal. I wish it was illegal for them to do it that quickly.
Right, and someone who wants counseling to not have those feelings, who struggle with gender ideas for purposes, they say that's actually illegal in many states, including California.
California.
Yeah.
It's
inhumane.
Right. Let's get some more of this on the Inside the Break. Joe Basidi, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
We are back. It's the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on out there. A lot for you to get involved with. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5562. Let me bring him on. Brad Dinkins, founder of Pacific Justice Institute, joins me. And I don't know, Brad, we got stuck on this, again, on this topic, only because it is so, people are starting to wake up to it. It's so close to them. And to your point earlier that you said, you know, what dad really wants his daughter in a locker room with a physical male? Which is, you know, and the same thing with the sports. The next fight we're going to have is over sports, where you've got these males that have not. And I know you defended it in the last segment by saying, you know, a lot of these people really, truly believe themselves to be, you know, trapped, a female trapped in a male body. I find it suspect, though, for myself, when you have, like the Olympic weightlifter, you know, clean and jerk lifter, couldn't even place in any of the male categories, and then comes over to the female side, and basically he's going to be number one in everything at this point. So
yeah,
You know, this to me, I'm sitting back going, right, okay.
Yeah, we're also looking at a financial incentive, you know,
right.
As far as students competing for college scholarships, man switches over to the female side, competes, and he snatches up all these scholarships, you know, away from girls who've been working all their lives to be their best and to do their best, given their limited biological disadvantage relative to the male in terms of testosterone and muscular skeletal structure, et cetera. So it's a terrible injustice. But you're right. I'm sure it's there. And but at the same time, you know, I sort of give the benefit of the doubt and assume that whenever I deal with these kind of facts, that the person does in fact have gender identity dysphoria, they have a mental condition. The sad thing is, even those in that situation, our society is not giving them even that much credit, because if they really did, then they would say, okay, let them have counseling. Let them get treatment. But you have zealous, extreme, you know, radicals in California legislatures and New Jersey and New York and others. They make it illegal for anyone who has that mental condition to be able to get counseling, to get rid of it. It's almost like they want people to have that mental condition and not to have resolve. And yet we know statistically that children, for example, in elementary school who have it, if just left alone, the overall majority of them won't have it anymore by the time they enter into high school. So counseling, we know, does play a role, that there is fluidity, particularly for young people, and that's what we're talking about here.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting that they're so – it's one of the things I've been talking about lately is they're so full of themselves when it comes to knowing more than you do about yourself, your kids, your environment, that even in California, when you become of age, you can't go to counseling to have that, to get out of that, if you would. The only place you can go to is your pastor, and, you know, the pastor really hasn't been, other than the spiritual matters, the pastor really hasn't been, you know, counseled himself in how to deal with this, you know?
Yeah, they have to move to another state, what I call a free state, you know, or a red state, where that liberty and freedom is there for people to be able to get the kind of counseling that they personally want. And that's a shame. We have, you know, states that have that freedom, and then we have states that are oppressive states, like California, and it's a real shame.
So, all right, now I'm going to pull on your optimism and your crystal ball at the same time. So, SCOTUS has still got, I don't know, last I checked, there's a half a dozen rulings out there they still haven't come down with. One of them is going to have to do with one of these heartbeat bills. And I'm wondering where you think they're going to go with it and how it's going to be fought.
Well, I think the one that they're actually going to be ruling on is dealing with the Mississippi law, where they passed a law and it said that abortion cannot take place unless a woman's, you know, life is in danger after 15 weeks after conception. So, and as opposed to, you know, what Roe versus Wade says, which is be more like at the time that the child can survive outside the mother's womb, which would be more like 20 weeks. So Mississippi is testing this. It's pending for the Supreme Court. And I believe optimistically the Supreme Court is going to take a whack out of the Roe versus Wade decision, probably not completely overturn it. I wish they would, and bring it all back to the states. But I think they will give – I think they'll rule in favor of Mississippi's position and give greater latitude because of the evidence presented. I'm not sure exactly how they're going to deal with it, but I think it'll probably be a lot narrower than I wish it would be. But we're going to have the heartbeat bills come up. We're talking there about 6 weeks to 8 weeks when the unborn actually has a heartbeat. And to me, I think that's a very strong an opportunity for the Supreme Court to just outright overturn Roe versus Wade and said enough is enough. You know, states should be able – they can define the ending of life with the ceasing of a heartbeat. They can define the beginning of life with the beginning of a heartbeat. And I think very optimistic. This Supreme Court will give us that decision, if not now, then the next year when I think these cases will be start going up more.
Yeah, really, really interesting on these things. And again, people need to understand that you start to find out as you see them come back over and over and over again that no opinion by the Supreme Court seems to truly be final. I mean, the court has ruled over and over and over again that the words "In God We Trust" are a national motto. They're okay. And yet, there's another one you brought up, Mississippi. Now, there's another freedom from religion freaks are suing, I think it's the state of Mississippi, to remove the "In God We Trust" from their license plates.
Right.
When does something like this truly become final to the point where the court goes, okay, I've had enough of this?
Yeah. This is an interesting decision because, actually, we at Pacific Justice Institute were the ones who had a major victory before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
I know.
Defending
that is
God
major,
We Trust.
That is a major miracle, but go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, the Ninth Circuit, this is when they were even more to the left, much more to the left even than now. And they upheld the constitutionality of "In God We Trust" on our currency, on our coins and our dollars. And so here we have a case in Mississippi where this different radical group atheist group is filing this lawsuit because they don't want the license plates to have the national motto on it, "In God We Trust," at least regarding their license plate. They want to have a license plate that does not have the national motto, even though this is standard procedure for the state of Mississippi. The national motto is not an endorsement, a religious endorsement of a religious doctrine. It's a statement of principle. It's our national motto. It's indicative of the fact that we are a nation believing in fundamental rights given us by a creator, not at the whims of man. They cannot be taken from man by man. It's a very impacting statement as to our heritage as a nation. And that's what we argued as before the Ninth Circuit. And I know that's what's going to be argued. And I think this Supreme Court, I there's no way I can see them ruling differently and reversing
even the liberal
the case
justices,
law.
Even the liberals.
Well, I'll say that I think there's three justices that could go the other way. You know, Breyer, Kagan. I don't know. They may actually side with the rest of the court. Sotomayor, she's the God hater. That's my nickname for her. And she, if there any thing that has to do with God in any way, shape, or form, she's against it. So she's fairly predictable to be anti-God, and therefore I think would be on the other side. But she's also on her own, and she's not very secure. So she doesn't have Ginsburg to cheer her on. So you know, even she may be, you know, at the end of the day, fold the cards on this. But I would predict a 6-3. On this one from this Supreme Court.
I guess my question to you would even be a little more focused, all right? So they've already ruled to what you said a minute ago, which is "In God We Trust" is our national motto. It's got a historic value to it, yada, yada, yada. This is not a motto that we're going to rule against, so to speak. I mean, I'm
right.
I wouldn't use those words. So, you know, I can't imagine somebody consistently taking on, "We have to remove In God We Trust." Just like,
well,
to your point with the Pledge of Allegiance, right?
Right. Let me say this. Let's say Trump had not been elected president. Let's say Hillary Clinton had been elected in 2016. She would have filled those empty spots on the Supreme Court with activist judges. Activist judges do not respect case law precedent. Conservative justices do. Those that respect the Constitution, case law. Activist judges are sort of like, well, we're enlightened. We're more enlightened than those other old fogey justices in the past. And so therefore we're going to reverse this case law about "In God We Trust," and we're going to say, yes, this is unconstitutional. It violates the Establishment Clause. It's a state endorsement of a particular religion, or anything mentioning God is an endorsement of religion in any way, shape, or form. So that's the problem, is activists don't respect case law very much or the Constitution like a conservative justice who looks at case law, looks at the Constitution. That's why every justice should be a conservative justice that looks at the statute, what does it say, looks at the Constitution, looks at case law, and maintains a much more predictable normality of the law of the United States.
Well, as always, you leave me speechless sometimes because I sit here and think, this is real common sense. It shouldn't be that hard, and we shouldn't be having split rulings on political lines. Anyway, PJI.org, people, PJI.org. Go check it out. Support, help, do whatever you can for them. I'll be back in a minute. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you.